This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, welcome. This is Chris Witz and it's Morning Devotions. Blame. I want to talk about this today. Blame is so pervasive in our society. How true that we're quick to complain and then blame someone. How often have you done both of those things? Have you noticed that when something goes wrong, we try to figure out who we're going to blame? Now, this happens in our personal lives, in our community life, happens all the time. There's a tremendous amount of energy is expended every day in this what we call blame game. You arrive home late and on the road you get stuck behind a car that's broken down, or you might the next day get to your meeting and you're late for that. You blame the driver. You've got a report that's due, but someone calls you and asks a question and sort of delays you on the phone, and you've got to postpone that appointment. And when your boss asks you why the report isn't done, you tell him that, well, an interruption threw me off. So when things go wrong, when you go wrong, do you try to place that blame somewhere other than on yourself? There's, an up-to-date revision of the saying, it matters not whether you win or lose, but where you place the blame. Well, the habit of blaming inevitably leads to resentment and anger and judgment. A daughter, well, she's sure that if her mother had been more assertive when she was growing up, she might have had better luck or success in her relationships. And a son, he tells his dad that if he hadn't put so much pressure on him to succeed, he would have had a much happier life. So our partners blame each other for problems that we have with money. The doctors, well, they're blamed for not curing the ailments that we present to them. Social problems, we say they're the fault of the schools, they're not teaching our kids properly, and the government, and so on. And God, of course, gets blamed for natural disasters that happen. So what can I do to stop the blame game? Well, I think, firstly, let's take responsibility for our own actions and reactions. What about our own thoughts and feelings and words? And this applies to both the person who blames and who receives the blame. Like, let's avoid blaming and focus on how to make improvements in our relationships. Because blaming is pretty well never associated with making improvements in a relationship. It really has to do with taking ownership of how you feel. You're in control of your own emotions, and you can't blame somebody else for the way you react. You've got a choice regarding how you respond, because blaming puts the blamer in this victim role. They're accusing others of controlling their lives. So don't focus on the negative with blame. Try to move on to the positive. You look for a solution and you've got to take ownership of this negative stuff. And so if you choose to stay in this relationship, it's your responsibility to create a healthy environment. So let's communicate with one another with that same degree of openness and honesty. If you're blamed, someone blames you, discuss that with your partner, your husband, wife, whoever, rather than point your finger back at them and blame them. Use, and I like this one, use your I statements. Describe how I feel. Don't blame other people. Bring compassion into how you encounter that other person. Don't get into making harsh and rash statements. Now, of course, it may be necessary to call someone to account for what they've done, but even when we do that, we can do it with kindness and compassion. Wayne Dyer says that all blame is a waste of time. No matter how much fault you find with another person, and regardless of how much you blame that person, it won't change you. You might succeed in making somebody else feel guilty, but you won't succeed in changing whatever it is about you that's making you unhappy. And I think that's a tremendous statement. Well, we know that in the Bible there's a tremendous story here, Adam and Eve, the story there. Take some time to read Genesis 3, and God has this discussion with Adam and Eve, and the blame game starts right there in the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve knew the rules about eating a particular fruit, but of course they decided that they didn't need the rules, and as a result, they were punished. Jesus actually handled blame very well. He was attacked, but he refused to play the blame game. And so I think we've got to have that sense of humility and understand there is no need to blame somebody. Well, Lord, we confess that we do blame people. Make us to be accountable for ourselves and our own actions. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.